This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I've been reading a lot of people, including some university economists, say the promised deficit spending and the cumulative debt is affordable, which right off the bat is misleading unless we include provincial debt and unfunded public sector pension liabilities. But what I find ironic is some of the same economists who tell us they're not in the forecasting business, which is why I agree it was unfair to blame them for not predicting events like the 2008 credit crisis, are saying the debt's affordable. Hello? In order to make that assertion, you have to forecast interest rates, currencies, economic growth, commodity prices, trade agreements, and more. You want to know how fast things can change? Who predicted the price of oil would crash from $110 to under $30? Because that pushed Alberta's surplus from around $1.5 billion to a deficit of $6 billion in short order. I mean, did these people forecast a liquidity crisis in the repo market just 2 weeks ago that sent overnight interest rates up 500%, forced the Federal Reserve to intervene with $500 billion? Now, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that should give them pause, because I'll bet anyone that that's not a one-off event. It was a warning of a liquidity and credit problem. And the Federal Reserve agrees, by the way, which is why they're floating the idea of actually taking over the repo market. You know, bond market rates are not going to move because of a Bank of Canada decision. No, the danger is that they go up because of a liquidity crisis or some other event, like a derivative problem at Deutsche Bank, which announced 18,000 layoffs in July, not because they're in a strong financial position and their problems, just like Italy's and Spain's, become the financial system's problems. Come on, there's an estimated $240 trillion in debt worldwide. And my bet is that starting in 2021, we'll start seeing a lot more problems. It's already hitting emerging market countries that borrowed in U.S. dollars. Now, does this mean that government shouldn't borrow? No, but it does mean there should be a much greater appreciation for the risks involved. By constantly taking on more debt, the government diminishes our ability to absorb any financial shock. So there better be a darn good reason to do it beyond, hey, I think it can buy me some votes. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.